This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are starting out talking about the markets with our friend Dana Lyons. Dana is a very successful manager of people's money. They've been very good, he and his father, over the years. Million-dollar question right now, Dana, is this. Markets right now, the conventional markets, are kind of going sideways to down a little bit. What do you think of the possibility? What do you give for the odds of the markets going up to, let's say, significant highs again in the relatively near future?
That's a good question, Al. If you would have asked me probably any time up to the end of February, any time over the last 12 months up to the end of February, I would have said the odds of new highs in the broad market, but even in the S&P, some of the large cap indexes that never got too far away from the highs, I would have still said the odds of new highs are probably significantly less than 50%. What's transpired during this rally since February has caused us to change that view, probably adjust those odds a little bit, because, you know, we never know what the market's going to deliver us. We were not surprised to see the market bounce around in mid-February and have a decent bounce. In our view, based on a lot of the internal deterioration of the past 12 months, and in addition, some of the significant price levels that were broken on the charts, our view was that it was highly likely that the market had been topping or did top and was starting a new cyclical bear market. Therefore, the post-February bounce, in our view, was likely to be a bear market rally or bear market bounce, more of a mean reversion type bounce that, you know, might carry it 10, 12% or so, but would probably die out quickly thereafter. The important thing to do is keep an open mind, however, and when we're viewing, observing a rally, for example, we want to measure what we call the quality of a rally, and by that we mean things like breadth, how many stocks are participating in the rally, the pace of the advance, how quickly were the prior declines retraced, things like sentiment. How quickly do people jump on board, or are they skeptical at first? And if so, that might provide later fuel for the rally. And as the rally progressed, it became more and more clear that the quality of the rally was excellent, you know, very good to excellent. So along the way, that has enhanced, in our opinion, the odds of even or at least the S&P 500, some of the large cap averages, actually going to new highs. I don't know if they'll go to significant new highs, but there have been some events along the way over the last month and a half that have enhanced, in our view, the odds of at least the S&P 500 and some of the big cap averages actually going to new highs before, you know, this run is officially over. That said, you take some broad market averages like the Value Line Geometric Average, which is our favorite index for measuring the market. It measures the median performance in among all stocks, or at least a universe of 1,800 stocks. And while that broad market has actually led the rally off of the February lows, that said, it's still down some 10% or so off of the high. So we still feel that it's likely that this is a bear market rally for the broad market, and that the broad market is unlikely to see new highs. On the other hand, like I said, it would not surprise us at this point to see the large cap averages like the S&P 500 actually make at least a marginal new high.
Well, Dana, when you look at the S&P, we are about a year out from the last time that we hit an all-time high, and we're only about 3%, just over 3% below where that all-time high came in. It's interesting to see the market hang up there when you do have so much negative news, or so many bears, it sounds like, that continue to tout that this market needs to move lower. Can you share some of the sentiment readings that you are watching in your fund?
Sure. To be honest, we would probably be included amongst the media type, or not media, but including our blogs and some of the charts that we post on social media. You could probably include us among the bearish-leaning observers or commentators or whatnot over the last 12 months or so, because of the preponderance, in our view, of bearish, of negative signals and indicators in the market that pointed to lower prices. That said, again, judging the quality of the rally since February has caused us to at least amend that view to a less bearish viewpoint in the immediate term. So we would be out of, right now we're probably out of that, you know, super bearish camp that you mentioned in the media. And interestingly enough, as you alluded to, that a number of sentiment indicators that we're looking at right now, even though the market has held up, you know, we pulled back a little bit the last couple of weeks, but you know, we're reasonably close to the rally highs from a couple weeks ago, and by some instances in the S&P 500, as you said, we're only a couple percent away from the all-time highs. Additionally, you have some sectors of the market. I'm looking at the consumer staples, utilities, obviously some of the defensive sectors, but also you have things like Amazon and some of the others, and obviously the high-yield equity sector of the market. You have things hitting all-time highs right now. So despite all of the positive nuggets of price action, we're seeing a strangely bearish overtone among some of the sentiment indicators, whether it's surveys like the AAII survey or some other similar type surveys like that, or if you're talking about even, you know, real money indicators like put to call ratios, where you see individual investors really loaded up on puts versus calls right now, even though, as I said, we're not that far away from previous highs. Usually you see these types of readings after a significant decline, like we saw, for example, and we're getting readings in some of these indicators like we saw at the end of January at the low, or back in 2011. So it's interesting to see. I can't say that the individual investors are always wrong. Sometimes they're right. They're not always, you know, quote unquote dumb money. But if I was going to place my money, I would not be placing my money with the herd, so to speak, when they're at extreme positioning in something like put the calls or via the surveys like I mentioned. So you know, it's not unanimous. You have something like the hedge fund numbers that have shown the hedge funds have actually ramped up their exposure, at least as of a couple weeks ago. They look maybe more like the quote-unquote dumb money right now, because they ramped it up right into the top a couple weeks ago. So maybe I'd be calling them the dumb money right now. So, but it's strange to see, despite the not too much negativity in terms of price action, it's been strange to see the amount of bearishness, like you mentioned.
There you have it from fund manager Dana Lyons. Dana, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with Chuck Pravini right now. Let me tell you a little bit about Chuck. Chuck is involved with a company called NatCore Technology. He is the president. Chuck is no stranger to the world of finance. He's been involved in it on a very high level for years and years. He's a good friend of the chairman of the company, who happens to be Brian London. NatCore is a company that I am invested in. Doc, I believe, is invested in, and I know Corey's invested in also. We like these guys. We like these guys because they're not sitting on their hands. They continue to progress, and that to us is very, very important. They put their money where their mouth is also, and they certainly put their effort where their mouth is. Don't consider this to be investment advice. This is just a company that we like, and we have put our money where our mouths are. Chuck, you are progressing nicely in Belize right now. Let's talk about that situation first.
Sure, Al. We have a very high-level technology in the solar industry, and it's at the leading edge, and most manufacturers and equipment manufacturers and panel manufacturers, you know, understand that, and they also understand we're still developing it. So they wanted to get access to our technology, and what we did is leverage that to create what we call a best-of-breed program, where we're, in essence, a consultant. We take advantage of all these people who want our technology in the future, and we kind of coordinate and optimize building solar facilities, power plants, etc. So we were approached by a company that is building a very large hotel residence area in Belize. It's Placentia is the city. It's about a half-hour plane ride south of Belize City. They've got about $150 million already invested in a casino, a mega marina, half the airport just built, and they've engaged us and publicized it that they're going to use NatCore to build a 10-megawatt solar farm because the power in Belize is incredibly expensive. It's like 28 cents a kilowatt hour. They have to import everything from Mexico. A solar farm will deliver that same power somewhere around, you know, 8 to 10 cents a kilowatt hour. So I was there visiting. I met with the principals who were developing this facility. They were very cordial. They showed me their how much they've done it already. They showed me where the solar farm is going to be. We had some discussions about the government and how it's going to be integrated with the power purchase agreements. So we did an awful lot of things to move that project along.
Now, Chuck, when we were talking off mic, you were explaining to us just how big this project is. You've mentioned that they've already put in about $150 million, but this is more than just, let's say, a hotel and a casino. They're building an airport, a solar farm. They're going all out on this, and I think that speaks volumes of how big this solar farm could be and how serious these guys are. Can you get into a little bit more depth on just the commitment that this company is putting into this?
Yes, the people, you know, they put a lot of money into it, and they're not just developers. These are people who have developed casinos and resorts before, and what they're doing is making it a destination resort, and the destination resort is not just for their own facility, but if they bring in people to Belize or Placentia City, and they'll keep the higher end people at their hotels and their casinos, and then they'll direct some people who want more economic rooms, et cetera, to other places around the city. So it's not just their facility. They're bringing in people from all over the world for this whole Placentia area. They started this project probably about 4 years ago. I was there. They had beautiful residences that started $1 million and go as high as, you know, $4 or $5 million, U.S. dollars. They have condominiums and a beautiful hotel, so it's a very high-end, five-star facility.
Chuck, let's talk a little bit about potential revenue coming fairly quickly. We were talking about that off mic. That also intrigued me a bit. The Belize situation is very interesting, given the fact that they're putting in an international airport there, but having so it shows that they're pretty serious. But having said that, in terms of potential revenue, where do we go on that with NatCore?
There's a couple of approaches, just staying with Belize for a second. The way we get paid as a consultant in that is we would get an engagement fee. We would get some type of fee to start doing the engineering diagrams and start doing the sourcing of the different panels, et cetera. And then we additionally get a cost plus. We would get roughly 7% above what the cost of the material is that we buy. So the first source of revenue would immediately be the engagement fee. And then once we start buying the panels and doing the work for the engineering, we'll get a 7% above that. The second source of potential revenue goes back to our technology. We have made some great progress with our foil cell. We've actually trademarked that as the NatCore foil cell. And what the foil cell is we're replacing silver paste with aluminum foil in making a heterojunction back contact solar cell using lasers. So we're far enough along in the technology, and we're also far enough along in protecting our IP that we are now approaching foil manufacturers to say, we've got this unique need for a certain type of foil to make a very high-end, low-cost solar cell. And if you partner with us, we can give you some type of exclusive rights in creating that foil for all the manufacturers that ultimately will use it. So this allows us to go after revenue, again, in the form of a license agreement or some type of joint venture partnership with people who are not necessarily in the solar business. And prior to us getting to those high 25-22% efficiencies that we want to get to before we deliver it to someone who actually manufactures cells.
So, Chuck, what's the response been when you have been approaching these people, telling them about this opportunity for them and being first on board?
Well, first of all, the letter came from Charlie Gay, who's on our advisory board, as well as Dave Carlson, who's also on our advisory board. These are people who are well known for many, many years in the solar industry. Charlie was the head of NREL, the Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Lab. He was also the head of Applied Material Solar. Dave Carlson was the head of BP Solar. So they sent the letter, and the letter basically told these people that NatCore's got a very leading-edge technology. They're supporting it. They're very much behind it. So that letter immediately received, you know, some serious looking at it, as compared to Chuck Pervini just wrote him a letter. They came back with a couple questions. You know, that we're dealing with right now two of the largest foil manufacturers in the world. They came back with some questions. They said, well, you know, why would we want to do this? And they wanted to know more about the pricing. So far, everything they've responded to us, we've been able to answer very quickly and accurately. In fact, while I was just talking to you, I got a flash on my computer of another letter that we just sent back in response to one of these foil manufacturers.
All right, there you have it, a comprehensive update from NatCore Technologies. Again, this is not investment advice. Al and I are both shareholders of the company. If anybody wants any additional information on NatCore, feel free to email me directly, fleck@kereport.com. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. Al had to step out of the studio for this segment. So you have me and John Kaiser from Kaiser Research Online. John, we haven't had you on in a couple weeks. And when we do have you on, I like to talk stocks. The major news that came out regarding an acquisition was Goldcorp acquiring Kaminak Gold for approximately $520 million. Some people are saying that Kaminak sold out too early and that they could have gotten more for this property, but their property did have some issues, one, of course, being up north, and we all know that money can seem to evaporate when you're dealing with up north, but it is noteworthy to see Goldcorp move in with a $500 million deal. What's your take on this deal?
Well, I think this is a good sign that big companies, big producers like Goldcorp are stepping up and starting to take over the companies that have projects where they have redone the original feasibility or pre-feasibility studies that they did in the last 5 years that were all premised on, $1,400, $1,500 base case gold prices. In the case of Kaminak, they redid their whole mining scenario at $1,150 and came up with a Canadian after-tax NPV of $455 million. So, gold's now at $1,250, so that number should presumably be better. But they used a 5% discount rate, which is probably not what Goldcorp is using. So it is a fair price for the company. It was bankrolled to the tune of $22 million by a group that included Lucas Lundin and Ross Media last year. So for them, from 80 cents to 250, that's 300-400% in a fairly short period. And for the market, it is a substantial liquidity event because they are getting Goldcorp stock. Even if gold, you know, sags maybe $100 or so, Goldcorp will go down, but it's not going to vanish because it has lots of profitable assets, even at a somewhat lower gold price. For those who were hoping to hold this stock and see maybe $5, $7 when gold goes, say, through $1,500, $1,600 or higher, it is frustrating for those individuals, but they tend to be the smaller investors. They're being taken out early. We always see this in the beginning of a bull market, a long-running bull market. I think we'll see a lot of this capital recycled into the resource sector as they look for other advanced juniors that offer optionality.
Well, that's a positive way to think about it, John. You are right. That is a lot of money that will be freed up. And I think Kaminak was on a lot of people's radars. And this is just another aspect that shows at the turn after you get out of the bear markets is these majors, they see value in these companies that have developed their properties. And instead of spending a lot of money on drilling, they go out there and they acquire these slightly more advanced exploration properties. So do you think we're going to be seeing more of this as we progress through this year?
For sure. I mean, a year and a half ago in January of 2015, Goldcorp also paid about $500 million worth of stock to take out the Probe and its Borden Gold Project in Ontario. And that had very little recycling effect in the market because we were still stuck in this awful downtrend, which really didn't bottom until the third week of January this year. Goldcorp is a class one top-notch company. There are other companies, sort of the mid-tiers and so on. Those are the ones, as their market caps expand faster than, say, the juniors that are sort of a single project company that have a lot of funding still to do, possibly a tedious permitting cycle. These ones are all vulnerable to being taken over as everybody becomes confident that Goldman Sachs' dream of $1,000 gold or lower is not becoming reality. So, yes, I think we are in this trend. This is why I'm jumping ahead of the curve and saying, now you got to look at exploration stuff because these optionality plays, you're going to get your 100, 200, maybe 300%, but not the 1,000% plus return because they're going to be swallowed up and the weaker companies are being swallowed by companies like First Mining Finance, which are styled as a mineral bank looking for the big $2,000 type of move. So I think looking at discovery exploration, juniors that have these optionality plays, if they do not wake up and start doing some exploration on their projects, some blue sky type exploration that could deliver something bigger and better, they're likely to be simply priced as app optionalities and get swallowed by these modest 40% premium buyouts.
John, let's switch it over to some exploration companies, one of which you recently wrote up, well, you have been writing up for a while, but came out in your last email to subscribers. I want you to share that company with us. It's Uravan Minerals, UVN, on the Venture Exchange. Why do you like this so much?
I've covered Uravan Minerals as a spec value hunter recommendation for 3 or 4 years because what they have done is come up with an innovative exploration method whereby they, after years of doing research in conjunction with Dr. Kurt Kaiser from Queen's University, head of the geochemistry department, they figured out that by sampling the clay in the Athabasca Basin, they could see evidence of uranium deposits as deep as 1,000 meters. Now, that's important in the Athabasca Basin because these high-grade uranium deposits, which run up 20, 30% uranium and are worth thousands of dollars per ton, they do not have substantial alteration halos. So if you start getting deeper than 500, 600 meters, there's nothing in the rock at surface that gives you any clue. And of course, the main method to explore for these things is to look for EM conductors, evidence that there was a graphite bed, because graphite and structures are key ingredients for the formation of these extremely high-grade deposits, which in terms of their size and high grade are unique in the world. And so what Larry Lahuzin and Kurt Kaiser did was they came up with a way of measuring the radiogenic lead isotopes that are the decay daughters of uranium. And ironically, it is microbes, an organic thing that wanders down to like 1,000 meters. They actually are little explorers that find these deposits because they get their energy from the sulfides, just like all those microbes in those smoker systems in the ocean. And their methane exhalations help transport the elements from the deposit to the surface where they get stuck. So I think these guys have found a way, developed a way to see deposits that nobody has ever been able to see. Cameco's got one of them where they'll be drilling again in next year. They have a 100% owned project called Outer Ring where they have a MacArthur scale target on which they're now doing the geophysics simply to figure out where precisely they should drill later this year. And they can be a reverse prospect generator, farm into all these stranded projects where management no longer knows where to poke holes because the best geophysical targets have been tested. You do a geochemical survey. If it lights up anywhere, you've got a brand new play. In 3 years, this is going to be in public domain. Everybody will be doing it, and the Athabasca Basin is going to absolutely explode with new high-grade discoveries.
So, John, this is an interesting story simply because I guess you can call it an exploration company, but they're also working on this other technology that can help out a number of other companies. In under a minute, can you say, have we seen something like this before, either be successful or not be successful?
Well, they have done case studies on the Centennial deposit and on the Cigar Lake deposit that is owned by Cameco, and it lights up. It shows up. And there's this government program with the universities and Cameco called Footprints. They're doing a study on MacArthur itself, which is the ultimate granddaddy deposit, and using this technique. And yes, rumors suggest that, yeah, it lights up also. And how to do this is going to end up in the public domain because these government bodies do this in order to encourage exploration.
All right, there you have it from John Kaiser. John, I always enjoy chatting stocks with you. Thanks again for your time, John. Everyone, stick around. We are going to be right back to wrap up the first hour with Jeff Christian from the CPM Group.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with Jeff Christensen right now. Jeff is involved with an organization that we think you should know more about. The reason we think you should know more about it is because they offer very valuable services to investors, some free and some not free. We have always stated on this show that the most important thing in the investment community is to be fully informed. CPM Group takes you one step farther to being fully informed. Jeff, how about an overview of what CPM does?
Sure, Al. First, thanks for having me on the show again. Same thing is, it's actually a kind of an appropriate time because this month, May, is the 30th anniversary of CPM Group. And the origins of CPM will tell you a little bit about who we are, what we do. We do a lot of basic commodities research. Our specialties are, I guess, maybe three or four areas. One is precious metals, gold, silver, platinum group metals, supply, demand, coming up with the basic statistics because these are secretive markets, and then doing analysis and coming up with price outlooks from 1 week to 10 years forward. We also do that for other commodities, including a lot of specialty metals like lithium and vanadium and manganese and molybdenum, markets that are not well represented statistically because they're so small and specialized and they're not termly traded. The third area where we do a lot of work is investment advisory and commodities management advisory. We will help mining companies and industrial users hedge their product. We'll help oil companies and companies that use oil and natural gas in their factories to hedge their oil and gas price exposure. We even do it with agricultural commodities, too. And then that's on the commodities management. But then we also have an asset management group where we will either advise institutional investors, family offices, wealthy individual investors, or companies that service smaller investors. We'll either advise them or, in some cases, we'll actually manage money for them. So we have a series of managed accounts and gold, silver, platinum, general commodity funds that we will manage at different times. And then we do some financial advisory work, too. Our background, 30 years ago, I started work at McGraw-Hill Publications Company, and then I went over to a trading company called J. Aaron, which was merged into Goldman Sachs in 1981. And in 1986, I engineered a leveraged buyout of the Commodities Research Group at Goldman Sachs and set up CPM Group. And I did that for a variety of reasons. One was I didn't like being at Goldman Sachs. Another one was I saw the inherent conflicts of research coming from banks and trading companies and brokerage operations. And I said, you know, research should really come from an independent research consulting company. And so that's what we did to set ourselves up. And it, you know, 30 years later, it's worked pretty well.
Jeff, for those individual investors out there, what kind of services can they sign up for or work with CPM Group with?
I think the gateway research, if you will, for CPM Group is we have annual gold, silver, and platinum yearbooks. And these are hardbound books. They're available as e-books, too. And actually, if you buy one, you can get you get them both for the same price. But for like $160, you can get our annual gold or silver or platinum yearbook. So the gold yearbook came out at the end of March. It's about 227 pages. It's full of a lot of detailed statistics, charts, and tables. There's also full of really good analysis of what's going on in central banks, et cetera, you know, mine production, secondary recovery, fabrication demand, investment demand. There's discussion about some of the myths and misperceptions about the gold market. We talk about, for example, how when you're making electronics or jewelry, you have a very high what they call process scrap or new scrap rate. So if you look at the amount of gold that's being bought by an electronics company or a jeweler, and you think that that's how much is going into their end products, you're probably overstating their demand by a factor of about 8. So there's a lot of really good stuff there. And again, those things are $160 each, so that's a very good way to learn about CPM and get a really good feel of the sober economic approach that we take to these markets. You can also go to our website where there's a whole section called Our Market Views, which is basically a free library, which has various papers that we've produced, PowerPoint presentations, and other things that we've done over the last 30 years.
Jeff, let's get into the precious metals sector here, and let's first talk about this supply and demand, because as you mentioned, CPM Group does follow this aspect very closely. We've seen a decrease in demand year over year coming from China and India so far in 2016, but ETF demand in the U.S. has, I think, all but made up for this difference. Where do you see this moving throughout the year?
Yeah, what we're seeing is, it's very interesting. I mean, the Chinese demand for gold for investment purposes peaked in 2013, and the price went from 1680 down to about 1280. They got very bullish and they bought a lot of gold. And when the price continued to fall, there was a great deal of disenchantment on the part of Chinese investors. That's starting to turn around a little bit, but right now the Chinese have remained relatively restrained. In India, you've got the government raising, you know, having taxes on imports of gold and having taxes on gold purchases and such, which has caused investors to sort of pull back from gold, and actually you're seeing an increased demand for silver for investment products and jewelry in India because the taxes don't apply to the silver right now. And then in the rest of the world, the United States, North America, Canada, even in Europe to some extent, and then in the Middle East, we've seen a big increase in demand for gold. It's showing up in the ETFs. It's showing up in coin sales. And so it's looking pretty healthy there. And that's sort of an indication that we've probably made the base for gold prices last December, and that we're probably turning ourselves around at this point.
Jeff, got a question for you about precious metals. Supply and demand is obviously critical. I have been very intrigued by the Chinese and the Indian demand for gold over the last few years. As a matter of fact, I spoke at a conference back in 2005 where I said, you know, I think that that really is going to be the bull in the China shop in terms of gold for the relatively near future. I really feel that's the case right now still. But having said that, you know, gold doesn't seem to be able to get out of its own way right now. We're trading at the same level that we have been for probably the last couple of months or so, and fundamentals tell me that shouldn't be happening. Fundamentals tell me that the price ought to be rising at least modestly right now. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think the price has risen. I mean, you know, if you go back to the middle of December, it was $1,046.
Mm-hmm.
It got up to $1,306 2 weeks ago. Or last week, rather. So I think that we have seen a gold price increase. If you look, there's a certain seasonality to gold demand, both from investors and especially from the jewelry industry. The jewelry industry uses about 70-80% of the gold that's mined and refined from scrap each year. So the jewelry industry is very important. And if you look at the seasonality of jewelry demand, jewelers' demand for gold for use in making gold jewelry, the seasonal strength is January through May. And we have seen that over the last 5 months in that the gold price is up, you know, almost 30% from where it was at the end of December. But the problem is that if you look, the seasonally weakest period is June, July, August, September. And so we're sort of heading toward that. And that's because it varies from place to place. In China, you see a lot of demand in January and February for the Lunar New Year. In India, it tends to correspond with the wedding season, which often is January, February, March, sometimes into April and May, and then again later in the year. And in the Western industrialized countries, you have demand for gold, for jewelry, well, at Christmas time, but then you have it in January and February for self-purchases and for Valentine's Day, and then April and May going into Mother's Day and graduations. And then after that, the jewelry industry tends to pull back for the summertime. They have these rolling vacations where the different jewelry manufacturers will shut down for 2 weeks at a time, do an inventory, everybody takes vacation, because they know come October, November, they'll be gearing up again for the Christmas season, Hanukkah, Diwali in India, and ultimately the Lunar New Year in China and other East Asian countries in January and February. So, you know, we have seen some strength in the price. It's been a little bit stronger than we thought. It's been held up a little bit longer than we thought, and I think that reflects concerns over U.S. politics and also concerns over the British referendum on June 23rd about whether or not they should stay in the European Union. I think that's creating a little bit more uncertainty on the part of investors, which is keeping demand up a little bit stronger in May than we would have thought it would otherwise. But then, you know, like I said, we're watching out for this period of lower prices, and we're telling our clients this is the buying opportunity.
Jeff, we're going to bring you back on for one more segment. There's a lot more that I think we can cover in the gold sector, so everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.